Okay, we're holding close to Rosh Hashanah. We're getting ready. Today was the actual first day of creation of the world. We spoke about it to read every day what was created in that day. So today was from Bereshit all the way till Vayera, Vayivoker, Yom Echad. And tonight is the beginning of second day of creation. It will lead us to Ayom Arat Olam, the day of Rosh Hashanah, which is the day actually of creation of a man, of a human being. That's the reason Borei Olam created the world, to get to that day. And that's for us. I know last year we did a lot of segulot and pidyon nefesh and the coins. And I'm going to ask Daniel maybe to post it again, whoever wants to listen to the details of this. Today I'm going to touch it short, but I'm going to go more about understanding the day of Rosh Hashanah. We'll be coming like this, running to the day. Not much thoughts besides it's a big holiday that it comes. But it's really much more than that. As the Maharsha writes, as the Gemara writes, that if you don't see your friend for 12 months, what Berachah you say? Shechianu, it's 30 days. But if you didn't see your friend for 12 months, Chayameti. So the Maharsha asks, why am I Chayameti? Why reviving the dead? Say, Baruch noten chayim arukim. One who gives long life. What does it mean, mechayam edim? So he says, in 12 months, we for sure went through Rosh Hashanah. And on Rosh Hashanah, you should know everything is over, it's finished. The contract that we have will be expired this Sunday night. The contract of life, the contract for money, the contract for panasa, for happiness, for wife, for kids, for our own life, everything is expired. And Hashem has to renew it. Hashem has to renew it again this Monday night. They said it's called Yom Adin, the day of judgment. Do we really deserve another year of life? We're going to start saying, Zochenu L'chaim, please remember us for life. Right, we're going to start screaming out, Zochenu L'chaim. Right, as the night starts, the first Amidah, we're going to start, Zochenu L'chaim, please Hashem, remember us for life. Melech HaFetz Machaim, you're the king who wants life. And the first thing, please, extend my contract for another year. Extend my contract for another year. And that's why Chodesh Tishrei, this month of Tishrei, is so much more than any other month that really related to us, to our future, to our families, to our children, to our own life in many ways, to support, right, in Maaseh Rosh Hashanah, even on your spiritual life, and how much connection you want to feel, and how much successful you will have in Torah, etc. Everything will be determined this Monday night. Into Tuesday and Wednesday, it's going to be the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. We're going to start with the words of Rabbi Chaim Palaji. He says, Tishrei, the month of Tishrei, it's a midat ha-chesed. It's the midah, it's what represents with the power of this month, is the chesed. וצריך לעשות חסד זה עם זה יותר משאר חודשים. We have to find a way to be kind and helpful to other people in this month more than any other month. Any other month of the year. Even Pesach, that we give and we really care for other people. You should know, in Shamayim, in Emidot, this Chodesh Tishrei, it's the Chodesh that represents the most of Chesed. It's a creation of the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did tremendous Chesed with us to create us, to create the world, to give us a beautiful universe. And it's Mashpia on us. So therefore, someone has to be careful, La'asot Chesed Zeim Zeh, to to be kind to each other more than any other one. Veterim kol, but more than all, yekayem gomel nafsho ish chesed. You have to do chesed with your own soul. You have to do chesed with your own neshama. Chesed with your own body. Chesed with yourself. Liot chozer b'tshuva shlema v'retzuya. Who doesn't want a better year? So the best chesed to start is with yourself. להציל ממוות נפשם שלא תאונה להם רחס ושלום ויהיו נזכרים ונחתמים צבע חיים טובים ופרנסה טובה בנחת ולא בצער. The greatest chesed is to do chesed with one another, but above it is to do chesed with ourselves. To do chesed with ourselves, to do chesed with me, with myself. I have to make sure my family is good. I have to make sure myself is good. I have to make sure my kids are good. So to do chesed with ourselves. I continue b'zayin bo nolad zvulun at the 7th of the month. That's the day of zvulun. What zvulun represents? Huh? Zvulun represents v'uzman ha-machzikim b'yad lomdei Torah. To machzik those who learn Torah. Okay. Chodesh Tishrei. It's the beautiful month of Tishrei. And therefore, Erev Rosh Hashanah, which is going to be this Monday, will be a very special day of a Ta'anit, right? As the Gemara, as the Midrash writes, that there was a country. It was the country who made sin for the king. And they rebel against the king, and the king come with his army, and he come close to the city. And the older people in the city understood it's not going to be fun if the king come to take revenge. And so they went out to greet him. They went out to greet him, and they said, "I'm sorry." And the king was willing to forgive a third of the city. So the Gemara, the Midrash writes, same thing when we fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we show, God, we recognize you coming. We recognize we're coming Le Yom Adin. We're coming Le Yom Adin. That's why the idea of a Pidyon Nefesh, or it's the car that you can get, you can listen to the class and do the coins and Matbeot again. And all this is to awaken us up to understand, wow, tonight Hashem will decide if I'll smile this year or I'm not. It was known, it was one of the tzaddikim, Baal Netivot Shalom. A very famous Sfarim, you find him in every shul. And he had cancer. And the doctors wanted to do a surgery. The operation. The operation was a few days before Shana. So he asked the doctor, please, we'll do it after the holiday. We'll do it after the holiday. And he waited for half the day. So on Rosh Hashanah, what did you do on Rosh Hashanah? Hashem, today, Akotzev Chaim Lekol Chai. Today, Hashem, you decide the life of each and every one of us. I'm asking you, please, Hashem, give me refuah shelema. And he said, he prayed all Rosh Hashanah. He came after the chag for the doctor. The doctor did the CAT scan again, and he says there's no reason to do the surgery anymore. I guess the time was good for you. He says that wasn't good for me. He says it's my Rosh Hashanah that was good for me. Right? There is nothing continue from the year before. That's what the Maharsha answer. We said mechaya amitim because there's really nothing there. Suddenly there's going to be nothing. You can create it again. You can start again and how to form it. So now you have a material. You can reform it the way you want it. Your family, your wife, your parents, your in-laws, your children. Everything in your life will be zero, ground zero, and you start reforming it again. However, we live in Olam HaShekel, it looks like the life continues. Looks like everything is the same. Before and after is the same. But it's not the same. And if we heard about the very bad accident in Florida and of a girl that's being killed, Rahman al-Itzlani was last year, Rosh Hashanah. El Asi Rosh Hashanah, when they left the shul, they finished Kiddush, there was already Shalom across. Not gonna make it this year. This is done on Rosh Hashanah. This is done on the Yom HaDin. This was done, if this week we heard, at 2 years old, Rachmana Litzlan, this is his family who found the 2 years old on Monday, now breathing, dead from nowhere. It's just that story. That was done also last year, Rosh Hashanah. The father came from shul and he says, wow, Skoshani Wabot, a beautiful meal and beautiful seuda. But one of the people there had the Red Cross, that's it. And if we would know, break the heaven, it shouldn't happen. But we didn't. And we assume everything is fine. We assume everything is continue normal. But not. The Rambam says, yeah, yare v'hared. You have to get full of fear. So let's just understand it, you know. There was a man walking in the forest. And then, in the jungle, in Africa, he wanted to see it. And then he sees a lion. He hears the lion. The lion gets close to him. Right? The lion gets close to him. So what does he do? Yeah, he can run away. He can run away from a lion. He can run away from a lion. He freezes. He turns white. All his hair turned white. And he promised Borei Olam that he will be Moshe Rabbeinu. And he will do the whole Tehillim every half hour. And he will do the whole Shas. And it will be Hashem, just give me life. Get this lion away from me. Right, but the lion gets closer. Again, closer. And he doesn't have feeling in his body anymore. He doesn't have thoughts in his body anymore. Right? And then the lion he saw a deer from far and he ran away. Now take this man, 2 years after, he goes to Chol HaMoed trip, what's he do? Oh, let's go to the zoo. And he comes to the zoo and he sees the lion behind the cage and he smiles and he shows the cage. He says, hey, the lion. What's the difference between that lion and this lion? What's the difference? There's only one difference. There is a wall now in between us. So there is no wall, there is a fear. And when there is a wall, there is no fear. I'm protected. Right? So David HaMelech says like this. David HaMelech says, when I went to the forest, the lion and the bear, I ripped them with my own hands. When the lion came over to me, says David HaMelech, with my two hands, I ripped him apart. When the bear came to me, David HaMelech was not making up stories. He grew up in a desert and he fought with them and he made it. But he says, Samar mipachdecha besari. But he comes to Yom HaMishpat when he came to Yom HaDin.
And that's the fact.
What's Amar? My air is standing. The whole air of my body is Samru Se'arot. Wow, Yom HaDin is coming. So the lion was no problem. The Yom HaDin, wow. You know why? Because I guess he did not have a wall. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe when we come, for us, we feel in a zoo when we come to the court. So they come to Yom HaDin. It's going to be okay, look. You see, today Hashem judges everybody. So dip the apple good in the honey. Put a lot of honey inside. What happened? Maybe we have the wall there. So we don't feel the fear. We don't analyze it. What's really happened? The Magid Miduvna said, there was a king, but the son was lazy. Not only lazy, he was ruining everything in the palace. And he told his wife that we have only one boy, we got to make him straight. He has to be the king after us. He has to learn to do something right. But that kid, nothing was right. And he decided he has to do something. So one day, he gave him some alcohol to drink. He fell asleep. He took him as is. He put them on the truck. And he travels to a very, very remote town. And he found a remote town. And he comes in. He sees a sign, a tailor. And he knocks on the door. And he says, you're a tailor. He says, yes. He says, this is my son. He's the prince. He's the future king. I need him to become a good tailor. Something. Make for him something. A tailor. Can you make for me a tailor? He says, no problem. You know, for training, it takes a year. So a year to become a tailor? Yeah, by me, the tailors, you become a tailor, is one of the kind. I do a year of training. A year of training. And I charge $10,000 a student. I have many students, going to be one of them. The king says, no problem, here's $10,000, start it. I get paid as I go every 3 months. We finish one part, I send you a certificate. It's good, you pay me. We move on. So he left him there, he woke up the next day, he says, come, let's go. Here is the needle. He did not want, hello, I'm a prince. Hello, you're not going to take the needle, not going to have food. So a day, 2 days, he realized he's not going to have food, he's not going to have a bed, he doesn't have where to go. So he joined the crowd, he became a student. 3 months after, he really, the king gets a certificate. The first part of becoming a tailor, your kid was successfully. So here's, where is my payment? So the king sent him the payment. 3 months after, he sent him another certificate. Your son passed 100%. He's excellent in the second part of the training. He's excellent. So now it's up to the last part. So the king is waiting, and 3 months passed, 4 and 5 and 6. And he doesn't get any certificate. So he tells his wife, what happened to our son? Where's my boy? What's happening with him? So he decided to go. And he goes over there to the tailor. And he knocks on the door. He says, I did not get anything from you. So only 6 months. He says, a table will learn to be a tailor. But not your son. He says, the tissue box can become a tailor. But not your son. So dumb. Nothing comes to his head. Can't figure out the needle into a thread. Nothing. So what do you want? You sent me 2 certificates. The first 2 certificates, you said, excellent. Achieve 100+. So let me explain to you, King. Let me explain to you how you become a tailor. To become a tailor is very hard. You sit hours and hours with yourself. So the first training is to know how to sing. Because you have to occupy yourself. So you have to learn to sing many songs. So I teach them many, many, many songs to sing while, and that's it. He did excellent. He passed excellent. The second part is, you know, when you're bored, you have to stay up next to the candle. So you have to learn how to eat. So I trained him how to eat, and he did excellent. He was unbelievable. The last part is how to do, and that's he can't figure out. He said, wait a minute, I paid you and I gave you my son to teach him how to sing and how to eat. What do I need it? I need him to get to the tailoring. Okay, right? Beautiful mashal. Says Magid Midubna. We take all Shana and what? What do you mean? We know all the Pizmonim. We know how to sing all the songs in the Sidu. Right? Ufren, we know all the tunes. But even that, more than that, we even know how to eat the simani. We have the best table. We have the best honey, the best sesame, the best apple, the best meat. Of course, we know everything. The last part, we're not so good at. Okay, fine. So we don't know how to do tshuva. We don't know how to recognize God. We don't know how to understand it's Yom Adin. But look, 2 certificates we have. Right? We know how to sing in a shul, and we know how to eat good food and Rosh Hashanah. It's also steps. A boy said, have to wake up from it. You see how the Rishonim speaks about the day of Yom Adin? The day of Yom Adin comes, that today HaKadosh Baruch Hu will declare everything that will happen in your life. Who could sleep like this? When you read the Haftarah of Sarah having Yitzchak, it's because it's the day of Rosh Hashanah happened. That this Sarah, the Gemara Masechet Yevamot, right? En la bet valad. She doesn't have a uterus to carry a baby. She does not have a uterus to carry a baby. And only on Rosh Hashanah she was able to create one. Why? Because today I'm a new creation, so you can recreate whatever you want. You can recreate whatever you want. When what else is there? We read the Haftarah of Elisha. That he came to Taisha Shunamit, right? So there was a lady, she really cares for the rabbi every time he comes. She told her husband, it's not nice, the rabbi comes and sits like this. Let's make him fix the attic. We'll give him a table. We'll give him a chair. She gave him four things. Shulchan, kise, menorah. Right, she gave him a candle. So every time you come, wow. He has Aliyat Kir, he has the attic, he's so happy. He calls her, lady, what do you need? Lady, what do you need? And she says, nothing, I don't need anything. I don't need anything, I'm good. What do you mean?
How do we know?
Do you need to speak to the king? I have contact. I am the greatest Navi. I took the place of Eliyahu Navi. I'm close to everybody. To the pilot, politicians, to whatever you want, I have. What do you need? You want extra property? You want to be exempt of taxes? What do you want? She said, nothing. I don't want anything. So his servant, the Gehazi, tells him, Rabbi, but she doesn't have a child. She doesn't have a baby. So wait a minute. So why are you saying you don't have anything? Why are you saying you don't need anything? Why are you saying you don't need anything? She could not believe that it's still possible to have a child. He wasn't even on the list anymore. She gave up on it so much that he wasn't even on the list. And we read it on Rosh Hashanah. He tells her, today, next year, today, you're having a baby boy. Lama techazev b'shifchatcha. Don't make fun of me. Please do not make fun of me. And he said, I swear in the name of Hashem. Today is Rosh Hashanah. Hayom, says Zohar. Every time it says Hayom Rosh Hashanah. Today is Rosh Hashanah. Next year, Rosh Hashanah, you're having a baby boy. What's the problem? Today, we can change it. You did not have it until now. Now you can have it. And she had a baby boy. And we all know what happened. The baby grew. And he went out to his father. He was the only child. He was 6 or 7 years old. Right? He went outside to his father. And he says, Roshi, Roshi. He starts screaming, my head. I have a headache. So the father says to one of the workers, take him back to his mother. And he takes him to his mother, and he just dies. He just dies. And what does she do? What do you do if someone dies? You cover him, call Chavar Kadisha. She says, now, go get me the donkey. Where would he go? He's dead. He's dead. It's finished. You want to ask for a new beracha? Finish the Shiva. Go to the rabbi, ask a beracha for another boy. Now, so if he's dead, I want the rabbi. Get the donkey. Don't tell my husband. Says the Malbim, why she did not want to tell her husband? Because my husband will break my emunah that it's still changeable. I learned from the Navi, it's changeable. I never dreamt on a child and he gave it to me. He's dead, so. So if he's dead, I want my baby again. Go on the donkey, get. It's next door. But she travels, and she comes over to him, and she said, I told you, don't make fun of me. 6 years ago, you gave me a baby, he's dead. We'll give him back. And he said, Gehazi, he was not working, he himself came. And his name is Havakuk. Why it's Havakuk? And two Hibukim. The Hibuk, the hug of his mother, and the hug of the Navi Elisha. The Navi had to lay down on him. He revived him back. And the Gemara Masechet Makot says, Ba Havakuk ve'emidan alachat. Havakuk built the greatest yisod in Am Yisrael. Of what? V'tzadik be'emunato yichye. In the emunah you can get very far. With you really believe in Hashem, you can get very far. My boy said, all this is Rosh Hashanah. All this happened in Rosh Hashanah. You can reform your life. You can change it. Your wife is not nice to you, you can change it to that. Your kid is not going the way you want it, you can change it to that. The parasite is not going the right way, you can change it to that. Everything is changeable. Why everything is changeable? Because there is nothing until now. Everything we had until now was canceled. It's finished. You can reform it, you can recreate it the way you want it. But if you're being lazy and you're being busy with other things that are not necessary, did not even learn Torah. Why did not learn Torah? Because he said, when I learn Torah, then I have a question. I start opening Sfarim, it takes me time. So on Rosh Hashanah, there is no time to waste. I'm going to go to the light, to the bookies, back to my table, back to the bookies, back to my table. So I read Tehillim all day. At least I don't have to stop. Understanding what every minute of the year, God, the Bitzik Blaza, he was suffering from shoulder pain. He says, where I was Rosh Hashanah last year. He saw this in Rosh Hashanah last year. Everything. Today, the video is being produced on Rosh Hashanah. You're going to press the play button and you're going to see the audio. The audio, you just see the video you created on Rosh Hashanah. Then it's much harder to change it. But today you make it. And therefore, Bemet Rabbanan revealed to us that many areas in Rosh Hashanah, it's the greatest time. When we know that when they read the Haftarah, when they read the Kriyat HaTorah, very, very known that whoever wants to have children, the stipler was known. He says, pay any price to get Aliyah HaTorah of Sarai Menu. You want to have a boy? Pay any price to go Aliyah HaTorah. And the stipler, it was known, whoever received Aliyah HaTorah in his shul, and Rosh Hashanah, whoever got the Aliyah, he had the baby boy die. This is the time. This is their time. Why today you're creating it? Today we're writing it. Whatever you want to write, we write it there. As the Matei Ephraim, right, Mishnah Berurah says that the idea of selling mitzvot on Rosh Hashanah is to give opportunities for people to spend tzedakah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, wow, look at this man. I gave him money. What does he use it for? He's using it for me. He's spending it on aniim, he's spending it on mitzvot, he's spending it on Torah. Of course, I have to give him more. He's the right gabbai, he's the right person to do the job. I give more. Everything in Rosh Hashanah turns is surrounding the same theme that today we're writing the book. So what do you want to write in the book? Right? And the Gemara says, Simana Milta, yes. So we're going to take the simanim and we're going to be very happy. And we're going to be very careful not to be angry. As the Gemara writes, in the Yerushalmi, that if you're sleeping in Rosh Hashanah, what's going to happen? Huh? Yeah. The whole year is sleeping. Right? If you're sleeping in Rosh Hashanah, the whole year is sleeping. So people come, Rabbi, is before Chatzot, is after Chatzot. I'm very tired. I'm telling you, you're mazal sleeping, you're playing around. What are you telling me before Chatzot, after Chatzot? You're tired, go to sleep. Yeah, 100%. All the tibbutzim are right. But what are you playing with? So if you're really not going to sleep, you're just going to speak. You're just going to sit down at the table, waste your time. So go to sleep. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Nehemiah the Magen Avraham, Yoshev Batel, Ki Yashen Dami. If you see, do nothing, it's as you're sleeping. If you're sitting doing nothing, it's as you're sleeping. Go to sleep. But if you know to read Tehillim, or you know the address of your shul nearby, and you come and you're going to take a book and read, oh, now you're creating a better mazal for you this year. You're creating a better mazal for you this year. Right? We're falling asleep because we don't see the opportunities we have. If there's going to be $100 bills on this table, right? You can take as much as you want. You got to tell me, Abba, it's before Chatzot, it's after Chatzot, I want to sleep. You're going to get your kids to help you to grab the dollars. What are you talking about? It's because we don't understand the value of the day. We don't understand the value of the day. We don't understand the value of the day. Okay. Huh? How do we ask? Let's get to this. So, Bemet Rabbanan gave us many beautiful things to do on Rosh Hashanah to remind us, don't eat walnut. Why should not eat walnut? Because walnut is gematria of chet. So you have to stay away from walnut to remind you to stay away from hatayim, from averot. Right? Remind you to stay away from Averot. All this is just to wake you up to what's really happening on Rosh Hashanah. Stay away from bad things. We said every year, we're saying the story with what's his name? Rabbi Yehuda Petaya. Right? The Zohar, right? If you're angry on Rosh Hashanah, you're going to have a bad year guarantee. If you get angry on Rosh Hashanah, guarantee not a good year. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom, lo alenu. So he said the story, how much the Satan is really trying to get you. And he brought this famous story right at the end of his sefer, But Minchat Yehuda, that is like the Mekubalim. You know what the Mekubalim wear? They wear white clothing. Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom HaDin. It's a Nekiim Badin. So you wear white clothing, and he comes home and he brought guests home. There was candle lighting, and he's holding the cup of a kiddush, and he told his wife, where's the fish? Can't make kiddush without the fish. Now, do we eat fish on Rosh Hashanah? Or we don't eat fish on Rosh Hashanah? It's a feminagim. Mishnah Berurah brings some don't eat fish because dag can come from the word daag, daaga, to be worried. It says one place is the aleph. So, some people don't eat fish. But according to the Mekubalim, wow, fish is the only creature who never close their eyes. You fish closing their eyes? Fish is the only creature who never closes their eyes. Right? Who else now closes their eyes? Hine lo yanum velo ishan. Shomer Israel. Bora Olam never closed their eyes on us. Right? So to remind, to show us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches us all the time, the Mekubalim brings fish to the table on Rosh Hashanah. They say today, just like the fish now closes his eyes. Hashem, okay. Good. Also, it's bracha of Yaakov Avinu to Yosef, right? Shenifrei v'nirbeka dagim. Fine. So he tells his wife, go bring the fish. So he's holding the cup of wine, and his wife brings the fish, and she gets close with the tray of the fish. And what happened? She loses her balance, and she's trying to grab himself. So she grabs on him, and he was holding the cup in his hands, right? And he lost his balance, and he was trying to hold himself. So he held on the tablecloth, and the tablecloth had the candles and all the food. And within 20 seconds, she was on the floor, he was on the floor, the grape juice, the wine, the old tables, the candles went off, and the guests are like, what just happened? Right? No fish, no wine, no lights. And he woke up and he says, what? Satan, I'm not going to get angry. Everything is fine. I'm smiling. No fish, no wine, no candles, no food. And what today? I'm smiling. And he said over there, that year I had the best year in my life. He said I was able to write the whole sefer that he wanted. It was the best year in Panas. Huh? You're going to be tested. You're going to be tested. He tell you what, from all the pomegranates he couldn't find the sweet one, look how sour it is. Right? We all have what to say. We all have what to say. But not today. Right? Not today. Save it a different day. To meet me, not to him. Look at me. So, Avoyzai, this Be'emet is the day of understanding that Bamash, we are shaping our year. Okay? So if you want to do nice segulot, fine, beautiful, it brings, we said it also last year, what to do? To take some olive oil. Why to take olive oil? Because the Gemara writes in Masechet Horayot, we just learned in Masechet Horayot that what?
Remember the
olive oil is the koach, not only to remember what you learned,
but to forget to restore.
To mashiv et alimud shel 70 shana. 70 years, you learned, you forgot. It's someplace in the brain. Someplace in the brain. The olive oil is the ability to bring it back a Torah that you learned 10, 12, 15. Remember in yeshiva, you learn olive oil is a koch to do that. Hard to get today, a real olive oil. But it's fine. Add it to the simani, why not? You can't eat olive oil by itself. The Gemara says it's mazik. But dip a bread with olive oil. Why not? A good siman. Whatever makes you happy. Do whatever you like to eat. Eat. Understand, today I'm writing the blueprint. What I want to have there? I want to have happiness. I want to have peace. I want to have smiling. I want to have my wife and me on good terms. The kids don't bother me. Work on it. Prepare yourself for that. What do you think? You're going to come from the moon to Rosh Hashanah, from work to the table, and everything will run the way you want it to? No, it's not. It will not. It will not. You're tired, and the rabbi took his time by Amidah. He doesn't know how to end it. And then the Hazan goes long after, and you come home and you're hungry. And your wife, I went to you, Shofar. What Shofar? I'm hungry. Make the table. Keep your comments for Sukkot, or maybe a little bit after. Go, get a tablecloth, and do it yourself. And big deal, the food is not. Don't run away from Shul next time. No, so you're going to wait another half hour. What's happened? Today you're making the blueprint of the year. Make it better for you. Prepare it yourself. But we have to download. You have to understand. You have to land into Rosh Hashanah mode. Tavshin Peivav. Another year that Kadosh Baruch Hu will grant us in life. Many people who were here last year in the world are not here. Gone. Grant us another year and give us opportunity to get to Rosh Hashanah again. You have to recognize the opportunity. You have to recognize and understand that when they, the Rabbanan were mitaken to do a pidyon nefesh on Erev Rosh Hashanah this Monday, take the coins and do the pidyon. If you need help, I can do it for you. Write your name. You separate. The idea that look how much Rabbi Chaim Vital spent on it. You have anything else to do on Rosh Hashanah? It's to me, to wake me up. I need a redemption. I need something to redeem myself before coming to Yom Hadin. I need a good lawyer before I come to the judge. You know what Rashi writes in Masechet Shabbat? Rashi writes, in Tshuvot HaGeonim, that 15 days before Rosh Hashanah, which is Tetvav Elul, was last week, they used to take big leaves and put inside some dirt and some, how you say, shoit, beans, and the 15 days, each one to a member of theirs. This is for Reuven, this is for Shimon, this is for Levi, this is for Yehuda. Each one for each member in the house, and you put beans inside and you water it every day. 15 days after, you're going to have sprout. And you take it, and he said, this is for Reuven. So you go to Reuven, he says, Reuven, arezo chalifatcha, arezo temoratcha, arezo koparatcha, and he used to throw it in the river. They did it on Erev Rosh Hashanah. We modified this minhag to a kaparot, and we moved it to Yom Kippur, and then he moved it to money, and then he moved it to the chicken, and then back to money. But the original Tshuvot HaGeonim was to do it on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah, to remind yourself, I need something in the replacement of myself. I want to start another year. Right? No. It says in the first Bacha of Amidah, do we ask something, Michael, do we ask for something? In the first Bacha of Amidah, Becho. Zev, the first Bacha of Amidah. Huh? You don't know. What's the first Bacha of Amidah?
Rosh Hashanah?
Monday, September 22nd. The first Bacha of Tfilah.
The
first three Bachot, we don't ask anything. Huh? No, Hoda'ah is Sheva. Hoda'ah is the last. Okay, we're praising Hashem. Right? You are great. You Gibor. You Ozer. You Moshiach. You Magen. Right. Ata Gibor la'olam Hashem. Ata Kadosh. We're giving him titles and you are the greatest. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, right, Rabbeinu Tam brings from Ravai Gaon, start saying, Zochenu l'chaim, remember us for life. Not here. It's the wrong place. What we say Zochenu l'chaim? Before Magen Avraham. What we say Mikamo Chava Chaman Baim Chaya Mitim? Wrong place. We're not asking for anything here. Right? It's the wrong place. Aaron, wrong place? So why is it here? Why is it here? Oh, when you come to beg for your life, there is no time to be nice. Right? There's no time to be polite. There's no time to give praises. I need to live. I want to have life. I want to have life. So you scream out right away. Zochen l'chaim, please remember me for life. Rabbanan put it there to show you the severity of it. I let you understand what happened today. Do you understand what's happening today? Do you understand what happened? Who is time to wait for Atach Onen? I want to live. First, I want to live. Ma'it Onen Adam Chai. The Gemara says, Ma'an Inut La'Adam Kshu Chai. Yeah, thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu for the life He gave you. Do you appreciate life? How do we appreciate life? By showing Hashem that we're using it right. Rabbi says, it's mamash asur. to walk into Rosh Hashanah without understanding something small, what I'm going to do better next year. I would say, don't do it to yourself. Don't walk to Rosh Hashanah like donkeys. Al tiyu kesus keferet en avin. Says David HaMelech, do not walk into Rosh Hashanah like a horse. Where is my food? No. I understand I'm being judged and I have a plan. I have to convince the judge to be nice to me. What's your plan? What's your plan? What's your plan? Huh?
Change something.
What? Don't think I'm going to have a plan. Don't say I'm going to change. It's not going to work. You have to take upon yourself something. That the king says, you know what? He comes with a better plan. Okay, let's give him another chance. You cannot be more evil to yourself to walk into Rosh Hashanah like nothing happened. I'm here. Hi, my name is Saul. I'm here. Yes. What do you mean here?
This is my request.
He was your lawyer. You know, when I had the first DOB, the first of the last case of the DOB, and I called the judge. He says, you need a lawyer for this. You need a lawyer. You can't come by yourself. I said, why? Can I have a person? No. You need a lawyer for this. Go do yourself a favor. Go get a lawyer and come here. Right? What's our lawyer? This is for money. No one's going to put me in a jail. No one's going to take my house. How much money are you going to pay? Right? Penalties. What's about if it's my life? What's about if it's my life? I would just show up. Hi. Hello. Judge me. Where's your lawyer? What's our lawyer? The Gemara, right? Praklitim la'adam, guam zeret Shabbat, elu Torah u'ma'asim tovim. What's a praklitim? What's praklit? A lawyer. What's your lawyers? Tshuva u'ma'asim tovim. Do you have a ma'ase tov? Do you have a good deed you come with? Do you have a small Kabbalah that you accept upon yourself that this year, fe'alach lefanecha tzidkecha. The Gemara writes that he walks ahead of you. That zechur, the Kabbalah that you made, walks ahead of you and he says, this man is different than the year before. This year we have a different plan. Right? You come, your kid does trouble in school. Right? Did you ever walk out for your kid does trouble in school? Right, any one of us? Okay, lo alenu. But if it happened that they call us that our kid is not doing well in school, so they tell you, you have to come meet the principal. So what, if you go to the principal, listen, that's my son, and tomorrow is going to be the same. He's going to tell you, take your son and find him a different school. Right? But if you're going to tell him, I understood what happened, I walked with my wife, we came up with a plan, it's going to be different from now and on. Okay, so I'll give it another chance. Right? But you got to be dumb to come inside and say, well, that's how it's going to be, whether you like it or not. You're going to tell him, look for a different place. Look for a different place. It's up for you. Don't do it to yourself to walk into Rosh Hashanah just like this. I open the door of the court and I'm coming in. No. But if you're going to think tonight, yeah, until Monday I'll figure out something, then you're not going to figure out anything. And if you're going to take something so big, probably you're going to fall from it after 2-3 days. It has to be something very small. It can be from a Sharia Tzar that I'm really not moving and I'm reading it from inside. It can be that every time I walk into my house this year, first I'm going to ask my wife, how are you? I was thinking about you today. Maybe this is too hard. This is very hard. It doesn't cost money, but it takes a whole sentence for me to say that, I don't know. Okay, so maybe this year I will makabel on myself that okay, wait a second, I can give a long list, but issue there, everybody knows where I can do it better. And if you find himself looking back, I get angry too quick. I'm really screaming at my kids, but they really don't deserve it. I am spending too much time at work on my phone that I really can do something else better. So make a ghetto to yourself that after 11:30 p.m. I don't touch my phone. Make a ghetto to yourself. After 12 a.m. I don't touch my phone. or make a ghetto to yourself. I have a chavuta, he was mekabel on himself 3 years ago. I was so proud of it. I'm not looking at any text or email before I pray. Kavod to Borei Olam. Kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not looking at any text or email before I pray. Kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So back then, Rabbanan told us, you can't be melacha. Oh, today we avoided the melacha. He's on the phone, right? Oh, so it doesn't say it in halacha. You learn from it. I want to give to God. Beautiful idea. But Olam says, wow, this man is going to have a different year. First me and then him. I'll be there for him. Everybody can think an area where he falls. Oh, this year I'm really going to make it to Kaddish before. Or I'm going to stay till after Aleinu Meshabeach. Whatever you can come up with, many things. To make your wife happy, to make you happy, to make Kadosh Baruch Hu happy, to make your neighbor happy, and you can really do it better. And this is something a lawyer to walk in. I'm walking into the court with somebody. I'm not by myself. I'm not alone. I have... And then you can add the segulot, right? On Monday we're going to buy a new knife. And we're going to have a kavanah, chote chaim lekol chai. We're going to dip it in the mikveh. And you're going to have a kavanah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I buy this knife. And I lachote chaim is the Rashi Tevot, chatach, potech et yadech, Kadosh Baruch Hu will be mashpia shefa parnasa to you. And ben deichal is open, Rabbi Isaiah, don't waste your time. Ben deichal is open, Rosh Hashanah. Sha'are shamayim niftachim. You can have children, you can have the children good, you can have everything we spoke about. When the Echal is open, Rosh Hashanah, that's the greatest time. Says the Zohar HaKadosh, Ptichat HaEchal, it's the highest point of the Tefillah. And Rosh Hashanah, it's the highest day of the Tefillah. Says the Rav Chida, the Tefillot that we have on Rosh Hashanah, we're eating the fruits of the Tefillot the entire year. Kabel Tzelotin Uba'otin B'idan Akhtin. The Tefillot we're going to pray today on Rosh Hashanah, use it for me on Tu Bishvat, on Hanukkah, on Pesach, then Borei Olam going to use the tefillot you pray today. Huh? No, just understand it. Say Adon Olam. You know what I mean? Adon Olam, Rosh Hashanah. Adon Olam. I'm at Shodot, written in Adon Olam. So the only you don't have time. Okay, the only we don't have time. Rosh Hashanah, we do have time. Because it's up to us. It's up to our workplace. It's up to our children. So take Adon Olam. It's a great shevach of Ravai Gaon. The Gaonim, 1,200 years ago, it was written there. There's a lot of kavanot. It says, "Muvtach lo shetekubal tefilato." If you say Adon Olam on Rosh Hashanah, it says, "Muvtach lo." I guarantee to you, your tefillah will be mitkabel. We brought last year a very special segula. That Rabbi Chaim Palagi says that bat kol, the voice of heaven comes out and says, "If you do it on Rosh Hashanah." Gaviti me'adam ze kol chovotav. Hashem says, this man already paid his dues. Half of the work of Rosh Hashanah is already done. Which is a simple thing. You read Parashat Vayakitavo, Parashat Bikurim, remember? We have it, if not listen to the class, look for it, so you can resend it. Don't miss this opportunity. This is a great thing you can get easily. But, with all the segulot, let's not leave the ikar. The ikar is... Rabbanan made that day in the day of Tefillah, in the day of Tachanun. And the Ikar, the main thing of the Tefillah is what? Betimloch ata Hashem Elokeinu. You want to be accepted to work for another year. You want the king to accept you to work for another year. If you accept it to work for another year, then you get a room, you get clothing, you get car, you get insurance paid, you get gas, you get everything on the king. You have to be accepted to work for another year. You're begging Borei Olam, we accept you as a king on us. Choose me as your worker. Take me as your worker. The old tefillot of Rosh Hashanah is v'timloch ata Hashem elen. It's all malchuyot. Even shofar, amlichuni ech al yedei shofar. At the end of Rosh Hashanah. The shofar is the way to be mamlich. Rav Saadiya Gaon says, why we blow in the shofar? The trumpet tells us the king coming. And if we were zocher that the king says, I like this man, he's going to work for me this year, then you're good. You're good. Everything is covered. Right? Then, Chas v'Shalom, if you're sick, you're the worker of the king. He has to take care of you. The best doctors will come. You have to be accepted to work. It comes with anava and shiflut. It comes with anava and shiflut. If you think to come to Rosh Hashanah is filling $1 million, why we don't dress? The Rosh Hashanah says, why we don't dress a very special clothing in Rosh Hashanah? You have a beautiful suit that you bought? Don't be Am Haaretz. Don't come to the shul with the Rosh Hashanah. Sefer Sukkot. Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. You don't come with a new suit on Rosh Hashanah. Save it for Sukkot. Now you're going to tell me now, you're wearing gold watches. Stop with this. Rabbi, it's Yom HaDin. You have to wear clean clothing to show to be batuach, but you have a beautiful dress, a beautiful suit. Keep it to Yom Simchatenu. The day of Simcha is Chag Sukkot. What should I have to show? Of course, we have to, Yom Tov, he has a din of Yom Tov, and it has to be more special than Shabbat clothing. Of course, you have a beautiful new tie, put it on, you got new shoes. But, hello, don't get carried to him. Today, you have to be chosen to be a servant, not to be a master. Today, you're going to be chosen to be a servant. A servant of Borei Olam. It's Anava and Shiflut. Sod Kabbalat HaTefila, Rabbeinu Bachiya says, Sod Kabbalat HaTefila is Anava and Shiflut. You want Tefillah to be accepted? Lower your head. Lower your head. Borei Olam, I'm yours. Borei Olam, I'm all yours. Me, my wife, my kids, all yours. V'yeda kol pa'ol ki ata pe'alto. Ayom arat olam, im kebanim ka'avadim. You want to take me as a son, I'm your son. You want to take me as an avid, I'm your avid. Right? How much a father is happy if he tells his son, boy, I need your help. Here, hineni, I am here. I'm here. But if the son says, Abba, I'm on the phone. Can you close that phone? Sometimes he's not saying the right word when he even said that statement. So if you tell Borei Olam, you want to become a servant and he's busy showing up himself, it's not the right day. It's not the right day. The mindset has to be an avanchi. We're here to be accepted to work. And will accept us to work by him with Hashem. And we should have a beautiful, great year. ויחנה בן הקשר אומר הצעה כשפוך זכות ישראל כתרבן התורה מצוות שנאמר עד עונך בצמת תקוי גדיל תורה